Hi, sir. I hope you're asleep. It's really late there, I know, but I just wanted to let you know. I got here safely. Oh, the trip was so long. It was hours and hours on a plane, and all those multiple connections made me feel so exhausted, but I've been a good girl. I did exactly as you said. I didn't touch before I left, and I came before I arrived. I hope you'll deem it within the spirit, if not the letter of the law, that I enjoyed my orgasm in the airport waiting lounge, rather than on the plane itself. Thank you very much, sir. I wish I could thank you properly. Now, I believe you requested details. I'd been thinking about when to use my privilege for much of the trip. New York to Detroit was too quick, but the flight to Tokyo might be better. Somehow, no time seemed right until I settled down in Tokyo Airport to wait for the next flight in a room full of people. So, I set a timer to make sure I wasn't going to miss my flight, and then I slipped my left sock off of my heel and hiked my knee up beside me to brace it on the seat, my right leg stretching to the floor. I unfurled my hoodie across my lap. I tucked it around my shoulders with my left arm snugly underneath. Then I rested my right elbow casually on the seat arm and put my chin in my hand as if I were dozing off. You see, the only way I'm ever able to get off in public is by creating enough space between the cover such that your arm can move freely while the hoodie or whatever is on my lap looks undisturbed. With just my left hand, keeping everything in place and shutting my eyes to look asleep, I unzipped my pants one-handed, pressed my left hand between my thighs. The position was a little awkward, with my wrist cramped under the constraints of the fabric, and my pussy was a little compressed, but I managed to slip my middle finger down through my folds, gentle and slow. I was already so slick. I rubbed and stroked slowly, and then focused in on rubbing the pad of my fingertip just over the root of my clit. I couldn't keep my eyes closed because every time I did, I kept worrying that my movements would be seen. I had to be able to confirm visually that I was being imperceptible to track the people around me in the chairs next to me. Some of their faces pointed directly towards me as I touched my cunt. So without pausing in the strokes, I let my eyelids flutter open and settled my gaze in the middle distance, as if I was lost in thought. In a sense, I suppose I was. Once or twice, I snuck my hand up and ducked my head down to suck the taste off my fingers. And to feel that slight thrill, thinking how if you were there, you might have done it for me. I started to imagine now to keep me focused on feeling so good. I imagined you and me just back home from an evening out, chatting pleasantly as if it were a routine night. We headed to the bedroom and I turned to take off some jewelry and set it aside, not thinking much about it. Then gradually I became aware that you had stilled. You're watching me. I felt your gaze darken at my back. My insides quavered and I stilled too. You said my name. I wasn't sure I wanted to turn around, but as the silence grew, I finally, reluctantly did. You told me, deceptively calm, that I knew exactly what was about to happen. No, sir, I whispered, and you raised an eyebrow at me. No? Are you trying to tell me somehow you thought you were going to get away with being a naughty little tease tonight? I didn't think I was so bad, sir. But I could see from the look in your eyes that it didn't matter whether I'd really been bad, how much of a tease I was, because I'm yours. And you can do whatever you want with me. So you had me kneel and crawl to you. And as I sat there in that uncomfortable plastic chair, scenes played over and over again in my head. You grabbing me by the hair and dragging me as I crawled into the bedroom. You filling my mouth with two thick fingers while you drive your cock inside of me. You with your hand on my throat, putting your hands all over me, putting your teeth all over me, marking me to make sure that every inch of my body shows that I belong to you. Oh, do you like that? Do you like thinking about me sitting there in the airport, everybody looking at me, just imagining that I was in your lap, squealing and sobbing as you paddled me, or begging as you fucked me, for you to unload all of your hot cum inside of my cunt, your slut. And then I was putting more pressure on my clit, faster rubbing, almost too much friction, but I couldn't get as slick as I wanted, and I knew I was running out of time, and I wanted to come so bad, and I knew that if I didn't come now, you weren't gonna let me, and so, unbidden, I got an image of your tongue laving me with long strokes, your lips locked around my clit, and that firm, steady, rhythmic glide. And then in my mind, it was both at once, everything at once, searing punishment, a mouth on my clit, your thick cock in my cunt, the pulsing of you as you come inside me. And that is when I came, motionless, my finger stilling on my clit just at the peak, to break almost delicately and spill over, rippling, my chest heaving, but all the begging inside of me. I took a couple of deep breaths to settle and stop throbbing, and then I started to laboriously inch my cramped hand out from underneath the hoodie. The instant that I shifted, noticeably anyway, the woman in the chair next to me spoke. She asked me where I was headed. I hastily rubbed my face with my right hand to pretend I was waking up and swung my left leg down as I told her. Then she insisted on making conversation with me while I tried to subtly button my pants one-handed and respond. She's here for work. She finds the flying tedious. Jesus, lady. I excused myself to the restroom as soon as humanly possible. And once I got there, I realized I had a fist-sized damp patch on the back of my pants. I guess it's amazing what people will overlook, right? Or at least nobody said anything to me. I miss you, sir. I hope you're doing well. Good night.